Welcome to Live Unashamed, where we pause the show and invite members of our team to talk vulnerably about their own recovery, things they're learning, the resources that are actually working, and what it truly means to live unashamed.
How you doing, Steve?
Good.
That was quite zen. Thank you.
Like,
yeah. Well, Chris, how about you?
Freaking awesome.
Good. Doing well. Drop me into that, Steve.
Just that meditation is a resource that's helped me with my recovery.
You know, ditto. Ditto.
I like meditation.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah.
So, resources. So, before we just spill out a list of here's 10 books, here's 5 podcasts, here, which is great. By the way, you can just go to our website and get the, just so everyone knows.
You could listen to Unashamed, Unafraid. That'd be
a good
one.
Yeah, this is a great resource. Yeah, subscribe. What, like, category of resources do you feel are important or that people don't know about?
Category of resources.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I have on my mind.
Okay.
Therapy's fine. As someone who, I mean, the three of us, our day job is, Chris is a coach.
Right.
Right. We literally get paid to guide people in their process, right? All sorts of stuff. To me, the resource people don't get is the breakthrough. And I'm not talking like, wow, that session was really impactful. I'm talking the program or experience is designed for you to have a life-changing, altering experience.
Yeah.
And I get why people can't find it, because people make that claim all the time and it's garbage, which I totally get.
Why is it garbage though? Why are they just not making it happen?
How many retreats have you heard about? It's a bunch like I've consulted on, where we get called and people are like, dude, our retreat's awesome. I'm like, what do you do at your retreat? Tell me. It's so different than what anyone's done.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Tell me what it is. What do you do? We hike in the woods. We do a meditation and sit around a campfire, which is fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not seeing like the breakthrough.
The breakthrough. Yeah.
Right. But I get it. We tell people about our Hawaii program, which is a breakthrough experience. I get how dumb this sounds. Spend thousands of dollars and fly to Hawaii for a week and amiss surf lessons and snorkeling with the turtles, we'll do life-changing therapy that's going to be a breakthrough. Or the wilderness ones people do, or boot. Like, I get why people don't buy it. But when I look at resources that have actually worked in recovery, when I look at the points in my recovery where I go, what actually changed? Mm. It is the breakthrough experiences that are hard to find.
Yeah.
The good books to read, the podcast, the, you know, all like, that is not, I don't see people in recovery. I've not met someone that is like, I've been active in recovery, Stephen, for 5 years, and I can't find any podcasts that are helpful about recovery. I can't find any books. I've never had that conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
Your silence is deafening.
Because we were waiting for you to finish. Like,
are you going
to? I just think it's about breakthrough. I don't know what else there's to say. I don't have that cleaned up. I'm just saying.
Great. Well, tell me about a breakthrough, something that was a breakthrough experience then for you.
So breakthrough experience,
resource.
Boot camp.
Yeah.
Amen, right? Brother.
Boot camp was a breakthrough experience. My first experience of going to 12-step was a breakthrough experience. Because for me, early in recovery, to sit in a room with 10 other people that are like, hi, my name's whatever, and I look at porn, was radical. It was radical. I've been living in this hole by myself my entire life. And now I'm walking to this meeting where we're all literally meeting here to say it out loud. That sounds freaking kamikaze crazy. So for me, that was a breakthrough experience.
Yeah.
Yep.
I experienced that in group therapy at the same time, like talk therapy. But boot camp was a breakthrough experience. And then when I did my first experiential workshop, the work we do now, but I did somewhere else because we didn't exist, you know, and it was a week-long thing, you know, therapy thing. That was not talk there.
Right.
For me, those were the big breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
I can relate to the 12-step. I was going to SA. Yeah. And just I felt connected in there. It was good for me. And just, I think one of the most impactful moments that I had was a guy was like, I've got, you know, I've got 7 years sobriety. And I'm like, bullshit. How can you get 7 years sobriety? I can't even get 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said, he's like, just day by day.
I'm laughing because that's my experience with you. That's right? My first experience with you.
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm 5 years sober. I'm like, bullshit, he is. I'm like, you're telling me you never masturbate ever. And you're like, no. And I'm like, arr, tell me the truth.
Yeah. And so that was just something that was so impactful. That was a pivotal moment for me to be like, oh, I need to do this day by day, not try to get these stupid 30-day coins and 60-day coins and
yeah,
you know, just keep trying to hit all these different pieces. So another boot camp was huge for me. I mean, June 2009, I was already in a good amount of sobriety. I had almost a year of sobriety. Well, actually, a little over a year of sobriety from pornography.
Mm-hmm.
When I actually went to boot camp, about a year and a half.
For the first time. Yeah.
Yep. But that still was a moment for me that changed the trajectory of my life,
yep.
My recovery, changed the connection with my wife, changed how I saw my kids. I mean, it changed so much of me and who I was because I finally stepped into really who I was and just understanding that. And I'm like, yep. This was impactful for me. That's why I made it a mission for me to be a part of Warrior Heart so that I could do the same thing for other people.
So do you think that, so here's the problem where I think people have is they have a breakthrough experience and then they do the exact same thing and it's not the same. It's disappointing. Because you talk about going to boot camp the second time
mm-hmm.
often.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that.
I'd already had my breakthrough. Boot camp wasn't going to give me that same breakthrough again.
You might find some nuggets in there.
Sure, yeah. I mean, but like to me, the things that I needed a breakthrough on at boot camp, like I got the first time. And once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
So like it's not going to be a breakthrough.
Well, and I think that's the journey with God and this whole recovery thing, which is why I love when we record people's stories. They're all different, even though they're the same, yeah. They're different, is because you can't do the same thing again.
Right.
Like, I can't go back and do that experiential group again and have the same massive breakthrough
right.
that I had before. It's because the breakthroughs happen.
Right.
Right.
I mean, and it might take you, so like my buddy, you know, went to boot camp 3 times before he got his breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that it doesn't mean that like, you know, it was good and it was cool the first time, but like the breakthrough came on the 3rd time when something impactful happened.
Okay, so great. Breakthrough can happen in recovery.
Sure.
Yeah. We all believe in that. Yep. Yeah. Find resources that have breakthrough.
Yeah.
How do I know if resources are good?
If they help you in your recovery, they're a good resource.
Well, what does help me in my recovery mean? That what does that tell me?
Does it help you connect with your emotions better? Like for me, the Hazelden books, it was a daily affirmation book. For me, that was pivotal in my recovery. Mm-hmm. Every day before I went into my office, I pulled that book out, sat right in my truck in a little cubby, pulled that out, read through the affirmation for the day, and I had it attached to God as well because I wanted to be able to change my relationship with God. And so mm-hmm. as I read that day, when I was going throughout my day, those things would come up that it's talking about, and I'm like, this is what it's talking about. Oh, this is an emotion that I'm actually feeling. And
yeah.
I don't need to run from it or hide from it. And I can actually feel right. an emotion. And this is what it's talking about.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it allowed me to be able to start stepping into those emotions and be okay with sitting with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One for me, a huge resource that hit me early on was Brené Brown and learning about shame, how shame works.
Let's go.
How shame operates, how it operated in my life, and then how to do and develop shame resilience. Huge resource. Yeah. That was a breakthrough resource for me.
Right. I mean, because the three of us would make the argument that addictions, it's about shame.
Totally.
It's about whatever behavior. Right.
Right. Right.
Including sexual addiction.
Right.
And so,
Brené Brown, like, you know, not too long, maybe a year after I started recovery or two, but one book that really I think I'd encourage any listener to read would be Daring Greatly. And then the audio book that she's got.
The Power of Vulnerability.
Yeah,
her masterwork.
Yeah, right. The Power of Vulnerability, yeah. That audio book that she that was put
the
out
Gifts
by...
of Imperfection.
No, yeah. Do not do the Gifts of Imperfection. It's freaking so boring.
I still liked it. There were some awesome
have
things.
Have you
in
listened
there,
to
man.
The Power of Vulnerability?
No.
It's not as good as
wrong.
That.
Wrong. Edit that. No to you. The Gifts of Imperfection is her watered down version that some other people like
well,
put
sweet.
Together
well,
for.
Thanks for telling
thing.
Me. How long so have we been friends? And now you're
this
just
is the guy.
Me.
This is the guy come who on. Didn't read Wild at Heart for like 20 years.
Yeah, true story.
Sitting at boot camp, Chris is like boot camp legend and lore, and I'm like Wild at Heart, and Chris because he's Chris is like I probably should finish reading that someday, and I'm like. What?
Yep.
So, which you have now read it.
I have yeah. read it, and I
yes.
love it. Yes.
So, I think that we both agree that his follow-up to Wild at Heart, Fathered
yeah,
by God,
Fathered
is actually
God.
Better.
Killer.
Yeah.
Oh. But you have to have read Wild at Heart to tee it up, right?
Sure.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Brene Brown's good. Here's what I'm thinking for me. I'm going to speak for me. I think that the recovering healing pool is full of a bunch of people who, sometimes mean well, sometimes don't, and don't actually get people to heal. Just because, not because I'm like, well, we're so much better than everyone else, we have it figured out. Because that was really hard for me to go to different therapists, different books, different programs, show up. It was hard enough for me to get there in the first place instead of just going and acting out. And then it was lame, or it didn't work, or it didn't have any weight to it.
Yeah.
So here would be my advice, and you guys tell me if you agree with this or not, is you know how they say like judge a book by the author?
No, they say by the cover.
Well, they say don't judge a book by the cover.
Yeah.
Stop messing with my
judge
brain,
it by,
James.
Judge it by the
right.
By the other.
Yeah, but do you see what I'm saying? It's like who that is. So to me, that has been the magic sauce for me. In sifting through the recovery resources that, whether meaning well or not, aren't helpful, and the ones that are helpful. For me, it's like looking at the author. So why Chris gave me so much hope is I remember sitting there with you, and I'm like, this dude's for real. And he's just some normal guy. And then I meet Autumn, and Autumn's totally normal. It's not Ken and Barbie. It's not... He rolled up in his Rolls Royce and everything's perfect. And he jumped out of his helicopter, you know, deals that like just normal people like that I would run to in my everyday life.
Right.
And it made sense, you know? And so I think for me, that's what I would say is the big tool for me has been who's this person? Why are they selling it? What like Brene Brown?
Sure.
She's just for real.
Yeah.
And I'm sure in the back room, she's a jerk sometimes and she's got her stuff and whatever. I have no doubt.
Sure. She's probably human.
She's probably human.
Yeah.
But the way she writes and owns her stuff, like she owns it. I mean, she's open about her own recovery. She's open about stuff in her family. Yeah. So to me, are you buying this from someone that you, it's the same way I tell people 12-step group. If you go to a 12-step group and everyone there thinks they're never going to recover, find a different group. Go to the group that has a bunch of guys that have 1-5 years of sobriety. Be in that group because they're going to rub off on you. And I think that's true for resources altogether.
Right.
That's my thought.
Well, and you can even look for books that have nothing to do with recovery. Like 100%. Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking love that book. It's one of my all-time favorite books. And if you apply that to recovery, good night. I mean,
all right.
You can. It's amazing.
So we got a first-time listener. They're just listening. They're turning on the podcast
hey,
for the
up?
First
thank
time.
Thank you for listening. I hope that you'll join us.
Yeah.
It's a great movement and community.
So rather than like blathering on about pretending like we're going to talk about some resources, let's actually just list a few. Like I know that's boring and everybody could probably pull that up on Google and they'd get a list of 10.
Go to our webpage
and find some. But like, what are the ones that like just really impacted you back in the day?
Okay. We're going to go rapid fire.
Yeah.
Boom. Apps on the phone. Totally put on a filter. An accountability one is way better. So Covenant Eyes are ever accountable. The filter is great. You want the accountability one that sends to your buddies or your whoever, this is what happened on their phone this week. All the stuff. And it will flag the stuff that's bad. That's a big 101 misnomer that people are like, I want to put the blocking filter on. Great. Totally put the block on. It will slow you down, give you time to potentially get back online and make a different choice.
Probably not.
Right. But the accountability software saved me and being honest a bunch of times because you can't hide it. If you try to take it off the phone, everyone, it gets flagged, everyone. So you're going to get seen.
Right. Meaning you're going to have to be accountable move into your choices.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Chris, go.
I would say I mentioned the Hazelden books. That Daily Affirmation book was huge for me. We'll have to list the name of it I don't remember the name of it, but
the Hazelden book.
Hazelden.
Oh, Hazelden.
Yep.
I think it's called Google In God's that. Hands.
Yes.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Yep.
James.
Big impact for me. Breathing meditations.
100%.
Do I need to say more?
No.
Okay. Go next. You.
Yoga. Having to use my body in the meditation instead of trying to sit in a chair. I don't know if that's the ADHD part of me or just the addict brain part of me, to have to put into that breath full body, but not going to the place where it's like full workout, because you can check out with that.
Yeah.
Right? I can just push. Yoga's not about that at all.
Okay. Chris.
Adventure, nature, and hiking. Just allows me to process emotions. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I can step onto that dirt and just really let go of the things that I'm holding on to. And
what about
caring.
Grass or sand?
Yep.
Or gravel?
Awesome.
Okay.
Doesn't
so
matter.
So you're not just a dirt guy.
That's why I said nature.
Well, you just brought up dirt. I just want to make sure you weren't discriminating.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So it just allows me to be able to process those emotions and just let go of what I'm holding on to.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
That was huge in your depression.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That helped take you out of it.
Yeah, totally. That's a big one. Good. Another resource would be for me, and I don't know if there's a specific place, but find connection. It was
connection's huge.
People that I could really feel like I could connect with, that I could be unashamed and unafraid with.
Let's go.
And that could just see me, hear me, and just and I knew that they weren't gonna shame me or anything. They were just gonna love me the same.
Band of brothers, find one.
I think the brotherhood thing is big, and we should totally jump in on that.
Yeah.
But the one I want to say before that is the venture capitalist term: fail cheap, fail fast.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have failed some stuff in my recovery way sooner when I knew it was marginal.
Mm.
I went to some 12-step groups that I knew were marginal, but I just thought, well, keep going. And then I found other 12-step groups that were way better. And I'm like, why did it take me so long to get here?
Because nobody told you to go find a 12-step group that works for you.
Right. But what I want to say is, no one's ever going to tell you anything. You got to do it your own. I haven't found anyone in recovery who didn't have to do it for themselves. So fail cheap, fail fast. Everyone, you should read this book. If someone reads Atomic Habits and they're three chapters in, they're like, this is a waste of my time. Move on.
Yeah.
Be like, whatever, that worked for Chris, it doesn't work for me. Move on. Because I found with all the resources that work, you do not. We talk about therapy all the time. How many sessions do you need to find out this therapist is good for you? One.
Right.
You'll either feel the hope they're really going to get me where I want to go or not.
You connect with them
or not. One session, right? I just think about, different therapies I did. First lady I met with, it was 6 months. And then I'm like, I think I need someone else. And she's like, yeah, you totally do. Should go to this people. And I'm like, why didn't I ask that after session one? And then the next people I saw were way better. So yeah. I think that's the big one. But you hit on it, going to the brotherhood theme. How many people do you know recover alone?
Zero.
None.
That is the one resource that is irreplaceable. We can say which books help, which books don't help, which therapy stuff, which 12-step works, which ones don't. The one that you will not replace, no matter what, hands down, is brotherhood, sisterhood,
fellowship,
woman struggling, right? The fellowship of that. But I think particularly the walk of, I'll use brotherhood talking from the eye for me, of being with other men who are in recovery, who are in similar stages, places, or their mentor.
And I would say not just doing it in the classroom that you're in or
Wherever
you're meeting, do stuff
actual
together.
Relationship. Actual relationship.
Like going to dinner, going to see a movie together. Going to each other's houses. I have people at my house every other Friday when it's warm. Every other Friday. I don't care who shows up, because it's all about connection. Come. Yep. Bring your wife. Bring your kids. I don't care. Just find that freaking connection.
And here's the magic sauce of that. You will never be able to inject yourself into any community. I don't know how that works, because I'm like, well, if there's a community of 10 people, then one person had to start it and 9 others had to come. But it's weird. It's a matrix I can't figure out. Every person I know said, I'm going to find brotherhood. I'm going to step out there and be vulnerable. I'm going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You had to step into it. And we see it with Warrior Heart all the time. People show up. They want to build brotherhood. They get a band of brothers out of the group. They all go hang out. They go on a rafting trip, and they bonded, and their life has changed. Then the other guys that show up, and they're like, hey, I would really like brotherhood. Let me get some people's phone numbers. And they expect brotherhood to just show up and be handed to them, and they go nowhere, mm-hmm. and they don't make connection.
Yeah.
That's the one resource I would argue is irreplaceable.
And that use the brotherhood. Connection.
Yeah.
When you need help.
You have to.
That's why they're there. Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't want to bother them. I get that all the time. I just didn't want to bother them. No, use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to
Guys,
ask for help.
I need some help.
Yeah.
I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
Well, and so, like, to me, that another powerful resource, accountability. Like, you got to take accountability and just, like, own it. You got to own the fellowship. You got to own the brotherhood. You got to own your behaviors. You got to own your emotions. Yep. You got to own, like, be accountable. Like, well, there is so much power in accountability.
But I think that's the reason why the brotherhood is so, like, if I just say, like, dude, screw this. Screw recovery. I just can't get away with that.
No, we're
going
to be like, whoa, we're going to help you be accountable.
Right, because we're close enough
right.
because of the brotherhood
right.
that I'm not going to be able to walk around for very long without that.
Right.
Right.
Get the brotherhood, period.
Amen.
Amen.
And that actually goes even for the spouses, too.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Get the sister, the support,
that, yep. the fellowship.
Amen on all that.
Fellowship, yep.
100 different things in this episode. What we want to know is the resources we didn't name that have worked for you. We're always looking for them. Pump some stuff up. If you had a therapist that was good, if you read a book that was good, if you went to a group or retreat that was good, we want to know about it. We want to tell other people about it. We want to promote it. We don't care what it is. If it works for you, it's probably going to work for some other people. So reach out to us, Steve, James, Chris, at Unashamed and Unafraid. Tell us about those resources. We would love to know about them because there's always new things popping up. And until we can get together again, follow us at Unashamed and Unafraid. Scholarships and donations, unafraidunashamed.com/donations to donate to our nonprofit 501c3 to pay for the scholarships that if you need one, we want to give you at unashamedunafraid.com/scholarships. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe. We'd love to hear from you. And until we can talk again, get some brotherhood like with these guys, because it's awesome, and continue to be unashamed.